the chair of the Erie County Democratic Party, Jeremy Zellner. Jeremy, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Jeremy, tell us, on Thursday, you met at the convention center with prospective candidates. Before we get to that, what is the purpose of the forum?
Well, you know, since the election law has changed, we're really never ending in election cycles. We just finished up the 2024 cycle. You know, obviously we had Election Day, but the petition season starts in February for next year. So we don't really have a whole lot of time to sit on our hands and not get the process started for next year. So our organization, I decided that we're going to have three citywide conventions and invite anyone who wants to seek our endorsement to come speak to our rank and file committee members. We have around 400 of them who get elected every 2 years. They have their ears to the ground. They are, you know, block club leaders. They are civically engaged. They know what the challenges of the city of Buffalo are, and they want a say in this, and I want to give it to them.
So on Thursday was the first of the three forums from the candidates there. Who was there, Jeremy, and what did you hear?
You know, we heard from Mayor Scanlon. We heard from Senator Ryan, Sean Ryan. We heard from former Judge James McLeod, Terry Robinson, and Michael Gaynor came to speak to us as well. We also heard from former Commissioner of the Buffalo Fire Department, Garnell Whitfield. You know, our hope was that this particular one would showcase all the candidates, and then we have a feedback form that we're hearing from all the committee members. And we had a great turnout. We had about half of the committee show up on a bad winter night where, you know, 3/4 of the people in our community have a cold right now. So I was really excited. There was a lot of energy, and frankly, all the candidates did well. And Terry Robinson as well. I'm not sure if I mentioned him.
So, you know, looking at the city of Buffalo now, obviously Mayor Scanlon is in that position until next January, the 2026. What are some of the issues facing the city that we heard from the candidates on Thursday?
Well, what we did was we asked the committee members to submit questions ahead of time so that we didn't have a lot of duplicates. And the huge, vast majority of the questions were about quality of life issues and about affordable housing issues and, frankly, the direction of the city, where we were going and where we are going. And so, you know, you're seeing some of the fiscal situations that Mayor Scanlon is dealing with right now. And he's got a big hole to dig out of, and he spoke about that the other day. You know, it's going to take a lot to turn the city around, and, you know, that's why we want to have the strongest candidate and this most serious candidate. This is a serious job, and, you know, I think some candidates were more serious than others the other night, and we're hoping to whittle this down by the end of February.
So at the end of these forums, is a candidate going to be picked that the Erie County Democratic Party will endorse in a primary? How does the process go after that?
Well, our executive committee, which is filled with all of the zone leaders in the city of Buffalo, there's 25 chairs in the city of Buffalo, and then our at-large appointees and our officers will make the call at the end. I'm anticipating there will be an endorsement. There may not be, but I'm anticipating that there will. And we'll have the candidates that are still seeking our endorsement in February come before our executive committee as well.
Is there a maximum number of people who can be on a ballot for a primary?
No, I think there can be as many that can get on the ballot. And that's another important thing, Joe. It is not easy to get on the ballot in New York State. You have to get, I think, 2,000 signatures to get on a citywide ballot. And you've got to have people who support you. You've got to have an operation. You've got to have an organization. You have to inspire people. That's one of the most important things I'm looking for, is people that are going to inspire folks to get to work in City Hall, to get to elect the candidate, to help us, you know, face the challenges in our neighborhoods and help us chart a new course forward. As you said, this hasn't happened in 20 years. And that's why I really would like to get a lot of energy, you know, out there with our committee members, rank and file across the city.
You know, speaking of, obviously, Mayor Scanlon is the acting mayor now, but how historic is this? You know, we keep on going back 18 years right now since the last new mayor was elected. How historic is this? And what, in your opinion, is the legacy of Mayor Byron Brown?
The mayor took over the city. You know, we've had a rough 40 years of the city of Buffalo. We've had businesses leaving. We've had severe challenges of people leaving the city and not a lot of revenue coming in. So Mayor Brown took over and really led a huge record growth of the city after Mayor Masiello put a lot of things in place. I think the mayor worked awfully hard and was committed and obviously was historic, the first African-American that we've had. I think at this point, what we've got to do is chart a new course and find out where we've got to go to you know, help some of our struggling neighborhoods and help get revenue into the city. You know, many of the folks last night said, you know, our city can't just rely on, you know, one-shot things. We've got to get the city's finances in order from the Common Council and the mayor's office right now, I think the mayor said last night. So, you know, when I first started was about 20 years ago, and there were many, many forums and so forth. This is our endorsement process. We've had folks say, well, why isn't the public invited? The public's going to make the call in the Democratic primary in June. This is our endorsement process where we are going to find the strongest candidate for us to endorse as a Democratic committee. And I'm assuming and hoping that there's going to be many community forums. There are many different clubs and groups across the city. And I would expect that that's going to be a robust discussion once the primary season kicks off.
Obviously, State Senator Sean Ryan, his name is in there. He just ran an election that he won in November. Obviously, there's a long, as you said, there's two more forums. It's a long process before we even get who's going to be the nominee. But if he were to be the next mayor, what would that look like for a state Senate seat?
You know, that's a long, far-off question that, you know, I have, you know, we would obviously have a process for that as well. You know, the fact is this stuff is becoming more and more difficult with the timing. As I said, you've got folks that just ran an election who are now running for something else. It's going to take some serious commitment from Sean Ryan to get back on the horse after he just campaigned for the last year. And, you know, he came to last night's event and seems like he has a strong team around him. It's a lot harder for us party leaders to find candidates than most public in the public think. I speak with Chairman Crocker often, and I think he faces the same challenges. You know, it's difficult to be in the arena, to take shots from people who are on social media who don't even know you and may not be totally understanding of the challenges we're facing. You know, that's not easy for candidates. That's not easy for the candidate's family. That's why this process is so important to get kicked off right now, because we have to find the strongest person who can handle all that, who can balance the criticisms, balance the pressures of the politics, balance the pressures of government. We don't want someone who's going to crack under the pressure of becoming the mayor and the next day they realize, oh my God, this is a real job. We need someone who understands how tough it is.
You mentioned Erie County GOP Chairman Michael Crocker. Do you anticipate there being a Republican nominee in November?
Well, we are fully prepared to run through the tape in November. I've said it a few times to folks who've asked. You know, no one ever thought that the city of Syracuse would elect anyone but a Democratic mayor. They have an independent. They have someone who had Republican backing who was elected as the mayor of the city of Syracuse. We're not taking anything for granted. We want a strong Democrat. I believe the values of the city of Buffalo are Democratic, and we are going to make sure that that candidate is going to be strong through November.
All right, Jeremy, before I let you go, I got to ask your take on this. You know, you live, breathe politics, so I've got to ask you, what happened to Kamala Harris in the election?
Well, I think there were a lot of things, not just one thing. I think one thing was that Donald Trump ran a much better campaign than anyone thought he would, a much more organized campaign than he thought he would. Unfortunately, a lot of it was lies, mistruths, and serious, serious attacks that I don't think we answered in a strong way. I don't think there was enough pushback, strong pushback about some of the things that were being said for whatever reason. And, you know, that was a fatal mistake. And I fear that it was a mistake that's going to cost our country and set us back for a long time.
Do you think, looking back on it now, there should have been some type of primary process when Joe Biden decided to step out of the race?
Well, you can always Monday morning quarterback, Joe. I think the fact is that this was the president and the president's alone decision. You know, I think a lot of folks have speculated, should he have left this time last year, then maybe we could have had a primary situation that played out. I don't know the answer to that question. All I know is that You know, we have a lot of work to do in Washington right now. There still doesn't seem to be much willingness from either side to work across the aisle. But that's what we need as a country right now, and I'm hoping we're going to see some of it.
Jeremy Zellner, he is the Erie County Democratic Party chair. Jeremy, happy holidays. Thank you so much for joining us.